Mobile phone can be used to communicate through wireless media with high frequency electromagnetic fields. Radiation intensity is very high closer to the antenna and reduces rapidly with the distance. And also this radiation is very high while phone is transmitting, however emits less when you have good signal strength. You can see from this from your phone how many signal bars it shows. Specific absorption rate, or SAR, is the measurement of electromagnetic radiation that is absorbed by the human body. SAR varies with the mobile phone model. The lower the SAR of the mobile phone, the lower the radiation absorbed by the body. Most of the brand name mobile phones in the market are with low SAR values. However, that doesn't mean you are safe to talk with phone as much as you can. This radiation could affect our health. Epidemiological studies are needed to study the possible long-term effects. Technical advances are very rapid and fast-moving. Epidemiological studies using real people will not be able to answer this question until after 10-15 years of exposure. Even after that, people are using different advanced technology. Another key question is whether a reliable technique can be developed in order to assess exposure of large study collectives. It is therefore required to study in the laboratory biological effects that can lead to harmful health effects. Blood-brain barrier protects the brain from the harmful substance in the blood. It is known that albumin is a protein in the blood that is toxic to the brain. It is really important to quantify the leakage of such substance through the blood-brain barrier and to study the toxicological effects of this leakage. The main thing what we looked at here is leakage of own albumin through the blood-brain barrier due to a radio frequency from mobile phones and the extremely low frequency from the phone battery and the neuron death. We found that number of albumin leakage was increased somewhat when the rats are exposed to radio frequency from the phone and the extremely low frequency from the phone battery. There is a possibility that neurons would repair themselves as time goes on. Perhaps problem is reversible. Most of their findings support the non-thermal radio frequency field effect living organism. Some other studies agree with them, while there are studies that find that there are no effects. However, all these studies should be looked at with the interest of the funding agency in mind. So, unbiased research on this area is extremely important. Mobile phones radiation may affect the temporal lobe behind the ear. Therefore, mobile phone could affect memory function in developing brains. Further, theoretical and experimental research must be done in order to evaluate these issues. Nevertheless, mobile phones have saved far more lives than they might have harmed. Considering the research at this stage, it is better to take precautions than stopping to use mobile phones.